This is Davin's Den.
And we are back, listening or watching Davin's Den, free of bad Japanese accents. That much I can tell you. We are free. We are free of that.
We are going to attempt not to do any bad accents for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to not do any bad accents anymore. How do you like them apples? All right.
I don't believe it. I think that they will squeak out every once in a while, but we will watch.
I will not. All right, let's do some scamming scammers. Yes, okay. So last week, we heard my beloved Caroline sing for her Steam card. She sang a good part of Rihanna's Umbrella, Ella, Ella, Ella. So if you did not hear that, I recommend you go back to last week's part three and hear it. Very good. Very good job by her. I'm sure the Steam card is coming very soon. Fake Davin got things back on track with Caroline. Now, we cannot place the accents. So I asked my friend William from Scamming Scammers Action to give it a listen. And he did, and because he's got a little bit more experience with accents than I do. And he said, this is either Nigerian or Ghanaian. If it's Nigeria, she lives closer to Ghana, so it's like closer to Ghana, and highly educated. So this was an educated woman. So I'm thinking she's not the one doing the scams. They bring her in to close the fucking deal. That's what I think going on there. But that was
their closer.
The closer.
Somebody's got something. Yeah, they got a closer.
Yes.
Yep.
So let us resume. On February 20th of 2020, we'll go on Instagram. Now, Instagram, we found Carolyn to be a little bit more bitchy on Instagram. So let's see what we got now. Although on Hangout, she got bitchy too until she was singing for her Steam. So you never know what you're going to get. So she.
I don't know how many personalities we're dealing with.
No, we really don't. That's the truth of it. She asked, how are you today? I said, been better, but always nice to hear from my love. How are you? So things are good between me and her right now. She goes, I'm very well, dear, and you? I go, I'm glad you're well. That makes me happy. I don't feel well. I think I've gotten sick from stress. She goes, okay, sorry about that. I go, thank you, baby. What are your plans for the rest of the day and this evening? She goes, go get groceries, that's all. I go, my baby knows how to party. Cooking anything interesting? She goes, nothing much, actually. I go, I hope I get to cook you a nice dinner. So she smiles. See, I'm offering to cook. I cook. She goes, while you ever agree to and not come up with excuses, as usual, whenever I ask you for something. Uh-oh.
Oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Bad wind's blowing in.
Well, this took a fucking turn.
Yeah, really quickly. It's like, how come you don't give me what I want?
because she laid out enough line. You know, you lay out the line, and now it's time to start reeling in.
I go, sigh, I am a good cook. I will prove that to you if given the opportunity. I am dealing with a lot of crap right now. I feel over my head. I'd really like to think that our shared love is the one thing I could count on. I did ask you for a small favor once, and you never did it. It would have helped me a lot, and it cost you nothing, but you didn't do it. I don't harp on it, even though it hurt me, because I love you. So that's what I said.
Who's that, you?
That's me to her.
Oh.
Now, if you recall... I had asked her to model a shirt for me to sell after the shows, my sexy assassin shirt, since she's such a pretty girl and has some modeling experience.
I say, okay.
So now we will pick up on Hangouts. This is the one where we had the phone calls. I go, hi, sweetie. She goes, how are you doing? How was your night? Hope you had a wonderful night rest. I go, stressful, and now I have a bad migraine, but I always feel better when I am talking to the love of my life. How has your morning been? She goes, it was very okay, with a heart emoji.
Very okay.
Very okay. I laugh. I go, I've never heard of very okay. She goes, so what are your plans for today? I go, I have a show tonight. I need to talk to my manager about upcoming travel for tours and fantasize about spending time with my true love, Carolyn. What are your plans for the rest of the day and evening? And then we go to the next day, February 21st. She goes, hello, baby. How are you, my king? So this person has not spoken to the other person.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
I go, now again, we're at the king, which plays to the Nigerian thing that William was talking about, because we know they like to be kings. I go, hi, my queen. She goes, hi. I go, hi, beautiful. I give her a kiss emoji. She goes, how was your night, baby? I go, it was okay. I worked. How was your Friday going? She goes, very well, honey. I go, I'm glad. I ask her what she's doing this weekend. She goes, you did not send me the card again. I might travel next week to Frankfurt. So she was expecting that Steam card. Now, remember, I was supposed to go to Produce Pete's. I mean, so by all accounts, she has a point.
Why is she looking for why is she desperate for a card but can afford to go to Frankfurt?
Well,
thank you.
Well, Joe, you got to understand, you know, she, you know, a woman of her caliber, she explained it, who has all these friends and everything who get to show off their little baubles, you know, and she has nothing to show. She's explained this before. You know, it's not the, it's not that she needs it. She just needs a little proof of love, Joe.
That's why all the hens sit around and look at engagement rings, and they immediately have like weighted eyeballs, and they can tell how many carats it is, and they judge his love for you by the size of the rock. It's the same thing. Wait a minute, my baby's not sending me any kind of cards, any kind of jewelry, any kind of stuff I can flash around and say, see how much he loves me?
No, but she don't want jewelry. This bitch wants cards. All my friends have IT cards. Why don't you send me nice gift cards? All right. Well, now
you should send her an Olive Garden card.
An expired Olive Garden card.
What the fuck is this? You don't like breadsticks?
I go, baby. When you're here, you're family. Anyway. Adam Ferrara quote. Let's see. So now I got to make something up here because she's got me in her crosshairs. So I go. I went to Produce Pete as I said I would. As we discussed, it was the only shop near me. He had no idea what I was talking about. He is like, steamed broccoli is good for your heart. I'm like, no, I need steam. I can get music. He's like, steam causes a teapot to whistle. I'm like, she doesn't want whistling. But maybe I'm wrong. Do you want whistling? Anyway, he didn't have it, but he gave me a dragon fruit. So even though the trip was fruitless, it was fruitful.
It's going to be like, ha-ha, you think you're funny. Where's my money?
I mean, I thought that was a very good answer.
It was a good answer.
Then I go, why are you going to Frankfurt? She goes, have you heard of Amazon card? We're moving on.
That's why you're going to Frankfurt, to get Amazon cards?
I go, nope, I have no cards. I just use cash and my good looks. She goes, I'm going to Frankfurt for business counseling. I go, really? Will you be giving a lecture? She goes, yes. Help out with what I asked you of. I go, how exciting. What will you be discussing? She goes, I don't know for now till I get there. Amazon card or iTunes card? It's $100.
Now, she also mentioned, help me out what I asked you for. You just fucking keep going.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Just
keep rambling on.
He just steamrolls right past her request.
I most certainly, because what am I going to say? I mean, we're at the point this could be over if I play this wrong.
Right.
I go, how exciting. What will you be discussing? She goes, I don't know for now till I get there, okay? Amazon card or iTunes card? It's $100. I go, how can you give a lecture without preparation? I have to get to a store. I have no car right now. She goes, I'm not giving a lecture. I'm going to learn more about my trade. I go, oh. She goes, yeah. I go, I'm pretty knowledgeable in markets. What do you want to know? It's how I made all my money before I gave it away. Baby, you don't got to go to Frankfurt. I'll give you a lecture on foreign exchanges and foreign exchange currencies.
Now, just think of the frustration of her sitting there going, you've got to be shitting me.
Well, Joe.
I don't want your goddamn help. I want a car.
Well, as you've pointed out, I'm quick to help, just not the help they're looking for.
Right, right. It's like, wait a minute, you made money and then gave it away? Give more to me.
It's like if your house is burning, I don't show up with water, I show up with roses. Or I could tell you how to drill a well. I might tell you how to drill a well. I go, yeah, I don't have water right now, but here's how you drill a well. This is what you need. You need to get these permits.
You better need to know how to do that if this house don't have it.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But anyway. She goes, just more about Forex. I go, things are very fluid. Coronavirus, slow growth, record debts, none of it's good. She goes, how are you going to the store now to get the car for me? I go, might be time to move some assets to get to gold, boo. I'm trying to give her fucking advice.
She's like, I don't want to know how to make the money myself. I want your money.
Yeah, get into gold. You need to get into gold right now.
She goes, I don't get you. I go, really? Baby, that is your line of work. Currencies are showing weakness.
She's like, oh, I'm going to, I wish you were close to me so I could smack you.
But if you think about it, the fucking gall to claim that you're an expert in something and have no knowledge of it. I mean, you really do think we are a bunch of rubes.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
yes.
A lot of people play into that because they're lonely, they want somebody to talk to, you know, and they get their way.
Well, I'm lonely and I wanted somebody to talk to, and I got my way. I go, currencies are showing weakness. She goes, yes, my king. I go, I think you get clients by your looks and charm, LOL. She laughs. I go, maybe I should invest your money. It might be fun and lucrative. It made me 2.5 million years ago. I don't do it anymore, but I can help you. She should give her money to me so I can invest it.
Because that's not what she does or anything.
But here's the thing that you laid out. He's probably sitting there going, fuck this guy. I've had 2.5 mil. He can't have gone through all of it. I got to get my hands on some of this shit.
Yep.
Oh, I did say I gave it all away, so maybe she thinks I'll give some to her.
Right.
Right.
You're very generous.
Yeah, it seems that you had it. You know how to make it. So it's a little line to keep her on the hook.
She goes, help me with what? I'm an expert on it, okay? No, 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 you're not. No, you're not. At some point, you got to admit, all right, he might know a little bit more about this than me. Let's not pull the expert card. At some point, you have to back away from that scam and just work on the romance and go all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that we've gotten away from the love angle and it's becoming back to a business angle again?
I've also noticed that we're no longer talking about me sending her a card.
Yes. So irritated. Don't tell me how to do it.
She goes, I'm an expert on okay. I go, invest your money. I go, okay, I didn't mean to offend you, but I thought I could help. She goes, what I asked you of, you have not done it. I go, I did what I said I would. You will need to be patient if you want me to send you steam. It's not my fault Produce Pete didn't know what it was. You said any shop would have it. You were mistaken.
And adding insult to injury, you tell her, no, I'm trying to help you. And then you bring up Produce Pete. I don't know. She had a Google Produce Pete. Because if I'm sitting there in Ghana going, who the fuck is this Produce Pete? And why in the hell is he in my way of getting my card?
Well, he sold me a dragon fruit, Joe.
The only thing she wants to produce is a card.
Well, fingers crossed, boo. She goes,
think that they do actually Google anything about their marks. Because
no.
They don't seem to know a whole lot about Devin, even stuff that could possibly be found out by, like, looking him up.
Yep.
Well, the thing I've noticed through all the years is they still work out of a standard playbook. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, maybe with a couple of exceptions go along the years, but usually it's just been the same old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, not any shop, Walmart shop. You can get it there. I go, you said any shop would have it. Walmart? I go, there's one 22 miles from me. She goes, okay, baby. Can you get it for me today? I go, hun, my car is in the shop. Do you think I could walk 44 miles in a day?
Oh, by the way, my love, speaking of cars, which car do you think I should take down to the Carolinas?
Well, this is before that. But yeah.
If she says your car, she'll get the fucking car just so there's somebody on your side with this shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
She goes, you can get a taxi to do that. I go, true. She goes, is that a yes? I go, I will investigate it for sure. She goes, thanks, baby. I'll be expecting, okay? Thanks so much. Oh, she has hope. Oh, little Precious has hope. Things are finally turning up Team Carolyn. I'm sure this is all going to work out well for her.
Sure. You guys are going to be totally together.
Sure. I go, sure, hon. Just be patient. I have a lot going on, and with no car and Michael and the insurance and the loss of peripheral vision in my right eye, I'm a bit fucked up.
Wait. When did we lose our eyesight?
In this past sentence.
I see.
Joe's looking to the heavens right now.
Yes.
All right, let me read that again. I go, sure, hon, just be patient, baby. I have a lot going on with no car and Michael. Remember, that's my very sick brother. And insurance. I'm trying to get him health care with the insurance, and they're giving me a problem. And the loss of peripheral vision in my right eye, I am a bit fucked up. But your music is on the top of my to-do list.
I have all this other stuff, but yeah, sure. Your need for music. that's important.
She goes, okay, baby, but today. She doesn't fucking get the sarcasm. She doesn't get how ridiculous she sounds, that this guy who she's supposedly in a relationship with has all this stuff going on. She's just so, this is what always their downfall is. They're so tunnel vision, they don't know how to play the game.
No, they don't, because basically, and you got to remember, they're used to getting their own way always, and they're used to working out of the same standard playbook. So if you're doing something day in and day out, getting the same result, sometimes you'll encounter something different. You're not catching on to it. That came out fantastic.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
I go, I will do my best. I better ask the taxi if he can drop me at the sperm bank for some funds.
Wait, what? Well, oh, you're going to donate to get enough money?
My baby needs a Steam card.
The money's coming.
Huddle. A little lev. She goes, okay, my king. I go, is donating sperm cheating? She goes, who? I go, what? All of a sudden, I'm Barbarino.
I can't do a Barbarino.
You're offending Barbarinos everywhere. Don't do a bad Barbarino. You're offending him.
Yeah. You're going to offend all the Italian-Americans.
She goes, who? I go, what? She goes, you said is donating sperm cheating? I go, yes, I'm asking if I do that, am I cheating on you? She goes, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Love you so much. Oh, okay.
And then Barbara goes,
test tube, knock yourself out.
I go, I love you too, baby. I go, I love you too, baby, but I don't want to cheat. Is that cheating? She goes, no, it's not. I go, okay. She goes, and I promise not to cheat on you. I go, even if a nurse helps me get it out.
Wow!
Just throwing it out there. And then I go, thank you, baby. She goes, you're welcome. Gives me three kiss emojis. I go, I know right now I am at rock bottom, but with your love and patience, I vow to take us both to new heights. She goes, thanks, baby. But with the little you have, I'm comfortable with it, baby. I go, I'm not. I feel useless and pathetic. Crying emoji. She goes, sorry, baby. I'm okay. I'm also working for the better for our future. Are you now? I don't think you are. I go, I feel your frustration with me. That leads to panic attacks, which leads to more maladies. It's just not going how I planned. She goes, how do you mean, baby? I go, us, my life, my finances, my brother, and now since yesterday, my health. She goes, God, time is the best, okay? What happened to your health? I go, but mostly us and my brother. She goes, are you sick? Your brother needs to get well first, okay? I go, I told you, yesterday I had a migraine, and since then I have partial vision loss. So there you go, Pip. That's what happened.
There you go.
She goes, I'm sorry, my king. Have you taken any medicine? Have you seen a doctor? What could I take for vision loss? She goes, Vision Plus. Okay.
Vision Plus?
It's like, it goes at the end of LGBTQ. It's LGBTQ Vision Plus. That's how it goes.
Oh, that was a foot race.
Yes. I go, no, honey, I can't. I need money for my brother, your music, and my car. My health is not in the budget. She goes, I vitamin and antioxidants. Your health matters a lot to me, okay? I don't have that. It's going to take a lot of sperm for a taxi, steam card, and medicine. I don't think I have enough in me today for all that.
It's going to take a lot of sperm. Remember that old song?
I'm doing the best I can, Captain.
That's Carol King song. Well, not a lot of sperm. No, I mean a lot of it.
Anyway, then I go, thanks, babe. She goes, I don't need much from you to do anything, okay? I go, unfortunately, with my increasing financial responsibilities, I just don't see how I can deal with my health right now. She goes, it's just an emergency, okay? I go, you need steam. I told you I'd get it. That is still my intention. I know you were frustrated with me. I feel it. I'm fucking turning this around on her. But you need steam!
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see, and I gotta jerk off to get a taxi to get it, but you need steam, woman!
I can't look. You know, look at how low my life has gotten.
She goes, that's why I asked you for the gift card, okay, baby? But why doing that? You have to take care of your health for me, okay? If I am back, I will take good care of you, okay? Honey, I go, honey, I don't have enough money and sperm for steam. Keeping Michael alive, a taxi, my car, and my health. So the health has to wait.
I don't have enough sperm.
I'm just one man, Pip. I'm just one man with one cock and two balls.
Even the nurse helping me, I don't have enough.
I'm giving it all I got.
I just don't have enough power.
She goes, I'm so sorry, baby. I go, you're back from where? I go, you didn't do it. You know what really depresses me? She goes, when I get what I'm looking for. I go, what are you looking for? She goes, making money. I go, thank you, baby, but I don't want your money. That's yours. She goes, it's for us, my king, okay? I go, oh, I love you, baby. She goes, that shouldn't bother you, okay? I go, you're very sweet. I must have done something right to have a woman like you. She goes, I love you too, baby. I go, I've never taken money from anyone. I've always given it, and now to be in this position is just so fucking hard. Crying emoji. She goes, and I'm blessed to have a man like you. Think about this. She still has not gotten the fucking money. She's no closer to getting this fucking gift card. But now she's like actually powering my ass.
Because you had that millions of dollars, you may have more.
Yep. And you're willing to do anything to get the money to her.
She goes, and I'm blessed to have a man like you. I go, I really want to kiss you right now. She gives me a kiss emoji. She goes, I felt like too. I give her a kiss emoji. I go, I just want to hold you close and give you a slow, passionate kiss. She goes, you're so romantic, baby. I'm blushing. I go, I gently place my hand on the back of your head, and then I would look into your eyes and kiss you again. She goes, I will look straight to your eyes too. Hold your jaw. Kiss you slowly. Hold my jaw. Hold my jaw.
Stay still.
I go, I will gently bite your bottom lip. She laughs. She goes, I'm horny right now.
Wow. It just took one bite.
That's what it takes, Pip. One bite and I make you horny. So she goes, I'm horny right now. I go, I kiss your neck. She goes, I will gladly suck your dick and lick your balls. Well, that escalated quickly.
Wow.
Joe, remember earlier in the segment, Joe, when you said this is going back to a Forex scam? Not so much.
I've had the bank tell me that.
Really, have you now?
How many licks does it take?
Here's what I like. Not only will I suck your dick and lick your balls, I will gladly suck your dick. And really, that's what fake Davin and real Davin are looking for. A little enthusiasm.
A little enthusiasm goes a long way.
It most certainly does. I go, yes, I want to caress your breasts. She goes, I just got a signal. I will get back to you, baby. Kisses. See you soon, baby.
She just left you with blue balls.
She got a signal. Apparently she's Batman.
I go, and it was
just getting good. She goes, I swear, but I have no choice to go now. We will continue when I'm back, okay? I love you so much, baby. Bunch of kisses and hearts, emojis. I go, we can continue later? She goes, for sure. She goes, do well to get me the card, scratch it, and take a picture of it front and back. Thanks so much, baby. I love you. I go, good, can't wait, because, baby, I want to make you come. She goes, I need to come badly.
Well, how about she do it well?
She's going to leave you with a hard cock and an empty wallet.
That's the hell they all leave me, Joe. Story of my life. I go, I want you to come badly. I want to make you feel so good. She goes, thanks, baby. I have to go now. I go, okay, love you. Let's continue later, okay? She goes, okay, try to get what I asked for. I go, I will try for sure. Right now I need a cold shower because someone turned me on and didn't finish. She goes, sorry, baby, my king. I go, no, you're not. She goes, soon I will be all yours. I go, you are a tease, LOL. I go, good, I will make you feel so good. Then she writes back later. She goes, hi. I go, hello, my queen. She asks how I'm doing. I go, as long as I don't try and get up too quickly, I'm okay, I guess. How are you, my love of my life, muse of my mind, object of my lust? She goes, I'm good, my king. I go, I'm glad. I go, it is late. Coming back from a night with friends? She goes, you went out with friends? I go, no, I asked if you went out with friends. I have no way of going anywhere right now. She goes, okay. I did not, okay. I was just all alone, feeling dizzy. Now she's feeling dizzy. Hey, bitch, just, hey, work your side of the street.
That's my ailment.
I go, oh, baby, you should have called me. I would have kept you company. She goes, I'm so sorry, okay? How have you been? How is your health? I go, it's okay, love. Well, before, when I was talking with you, I was horny, LOL. She goes, and I was, too. Honey, what about the card? You know, I think she's a little preoccupied.
She's just like, what about my thing.
What about this cock? It's not going to jerk itself.
I want you to lick my balls and my shaft so bad that a charms pop and get jealous.
Wow. I did not see that coming, but there it was. I go, you go right from horny to steam, LOL. I go, I called the cab company and the sperm bank. I have good news and bad news. She goes, what, honey? Well, most guys get $75 for a load of sperm. Since I am a comedian, I'll get $100, because supposedly women value a sense of humor and desire that in a child as well. So my load will pay for your downloads.
There's jokes in there, kids.
This sperm is funny looking. Oh, that's the comedian sperm.
Little sperms looking around and get spots.
All the sperm look like rubber chickens. Oh. She goes, how can that be? I go, how can what be? She goes, I just need the card. I go, well, you don't need the card. You want the card. My brother needs medical care. There is a difference.
Absolutely.
I go, did you think I was going to send you sperm?
Well, she did from the likes of the conversation that was going on before.
She goes, you're now upset at me, baby. I go, I'm not. She goes, then what's wrong? I go, nothing, hon. I'm just very stressed out. Everybody wants something, and they want it from me, and I feel like I'm drowning. She goes, just take care of your brother, okay? This is what I'm talking about. What about Michael? I go, yeah, but if you don't get the card, you'll be angry with me, and I really don't want to fight with you. She goes, you just said you need to take care of your brother. Don't worry about the card anymore. I would look for a way to get them.
What?
Pip, some things are more important than a steam card, and even a scammer understands that. I'm sorry if you can't, you shallow, cold-hearted bitch, you.
Well, I mean, there's nothing new in that statement, but the thing is, I'm surprised she's backing off and she's letting you take care of your brother instead of steamrolling you into getting that steam card.
I guess she'll have to wait.
Because he's given the hint that he's had money, probably has more money. So you know what? She can wait. There's other marks she can work with.
She goes, don't worry about the card anymore. I would look for a way to get them. I go, I do. He is dying. I'm trying to prolong his life, but since he is terminal, the insurance company does not want to pay for it. She goes, it's fine. I go, are you sure? Seriously, you and him are all I have, and I really hate fighting with you. She goes, I'm okay, baby. Life first, okay? I go, okay, I will make it up to you. I really wish you would have gone to the Bahamas with me. I actually had money then, and my plan was to treat you like the queen you are. Now I'm fucking struggling, and I feel embarrassed. She goes, you should not. I'm okay with that. I go, baby, I love you. I will bounce back. You trust me. Your trust in me will be rewarded. I'm sure it will.
She goes, hey, Pip, if he didn't have money, like I said, he said he had this money. Yeah. But the simple fact that he's been bringing up this Bahamas trip, you know, if he didn't have money, he's not going to the Bahamas. So he's still living the privileged life. He's giving the example. He's living, So he's got, in her eyes, he's got to have some money. And that's
yeah.
why she's putting up with all this shit, because out of all the marks that she has, you know, how many marks in her arsenal, you know, in her field or, you know, list has, looks like he had the potential for as much money as he does.
Well, I had money.
He's been talking about a lot of different places that it could be coming from.
Well, I had money, kids. I don't have money.
But Davin, I want to whisk you to the Bahamas. I want to do it. If you didn't have money, you wouldn't be going there. You're giving the impression that you do. You had.
You know, Joe,
you're still living a lavish. You're still living a comfortable life.
Joe, I must say, I'm very uncomfortable with you portraying to the audience that I might be manipulating this person. That my intentions might not be pure and holistic. Very offended.
Meanwhile, in a hut in Ghana, I can't believe you're leading him on like this. Yeah, we have your job, we have ours.
She goes, I strongly believe in you. I love you too. She might believe in me. She don't love me, but she might believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
I go, wow, that means so much. Honestly, I've never felt closer to you than I do now. To know I have a good woman like you in my corner means everything. If you were here, I'd kiss you passionately. She goes, you're everything I have now. I go, I told you long ago, I am Team Carolyn 100%. She goes, thanks, baby. I go, I knew when all my friends were talking trash and running their mouths that they were wrong. I knew it. Fuck them. I knew you were from I Ever. I just felt it.
Oh, well, one thing I want to ask before you read some more. One thing I want to add is that you're in a very vulnerable spot with your brother. If she portrays that she is there for you, for a shoulder to cry and to get compassion, that's opening up the door to get money, the cards. So she's actually playing you with this. When she said, I understand, above, you know, that compassion goes a long, long way. And that she's luring you in, stupid words.
Yeah, but we don't always, but a lot of times, even in this one, we don't always see the obvious compassion that should be shown. Very often, they're very short-sighted, so.
Oh, she's got the compassion of an anvil, but I mean, still, she, you know, she's trying to reel you in.
She goes,
ew, come on!
She goes, what were Day, D-E-Y, saying? What were Day saying? You're not, honey, you're African showing. I go, I told you, hon. They were calling you a scammer, a crook, blah, blah, blah. They call me an idiot and a fool blinded by love. It's old news. She laughs. She goes, I go, that's why I have no friends now, but I don't care because I have my Carolyn. I go, why is that funny? And then she sends me a picture of the girl whose ID she's taken. She sends of her at the pool. I don't know if you guys can see this or not, but there's the picture. I go, trying to make me horny again? She goes, because they were saying bullshit. She goes, how do I look? I go, you look good. You'd look better in my bed. She goes, and I fuck till the last.
She what?
You heard her. And I fuck till the last.
Well, she got to the last drop, too?
Yeah, is this a dude? I don't know. Is this a dude? I mean, it's real. I don't know if I'm talking to a dude right now. It's probably a dude.
I fuck to the last? I can't think of a woman saying that.
I'd like to think of many saying that.
She talks as sexy as a jury foreman. Holy shit.
See, now a jury foreman get me hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes, and I fuck to the last. I laugh. I go, do tell. How will you fuck me, my love? She goes, I will be leaving for Frankfurt by Monday. All right. She might fuck to the last, but she can't hold a conversation for shit.
I go,
are you excited? She goes, for the counseling and for the business, too. I'm excited, baby. I go, good. I know it will be life-changing for you. I'm excited for you. She goes, thanks, my king. I go, I'm so proud of you. You're so driven and smart and freaking sexy as hell. She goes, send me some of your pictures. I go, okay, I'll find something to send. Why do you want them? She goes, just to get a good look at you, so I can use them to scam other people, maybe, stupid. I go, you forgot what I look like?
Sperm harvesting.
Sperm harvesting. There you go.
Yeah.
I go, you forgot what I look like? She goes, I just want to see your face. Please, I'm waiting. I go, okay, baby. She goes, I want to go to bed now. I go, I will have it for you in the morning if you are too sleepy. She goes, okay, my king. Thanks, baby. I love you. She goes, I love you so much. I go, I love you more. She goes, kisses. I go, I am so glad you're in my life. I'd give anything to kiss you, to hug you, to taste you. She goes, I'm glad that you're in my life also. Good night. She goes, sweet dreams, my heart. And then I send her a picture, which I had posted on Instagram for me at Joker's Wild in the Bahamas, because it was already a public picture. So if anybody was doing a search, theoretically, they could come across my profile and realize they were dealing with a scammer.
Right.
And that is where we will end it tonight. Thoughts?
Well, it turned around.
You both have each other on the hook.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm on the hook, Joe. I mean, I kind of know what's going on. I'm not on the hook.
In her eyes, you are.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. In her eyes, this has just been an unfortunate delay.
Fuck out of shit. I know that, stupid. But in her eyes, you're on the hook. And in our eyes, she's on the hook.
Oh, I think she's on the hook. I mean, think about it. She went from constantly saying she needs the steam car to, don't worry about it. Take care of your brother.
That's quite a turnaround.
Compassion leads to kindness. Kindness leads to gift cards.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure we will give her a participation trophy gift card.
I am just surprised because it seemed like it was, hi, honey, where's my gift card? Well, I couldn't yet. You never give me what I want. I want a gift card. Blah, 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 blah. Gift card, gift card, gift card. And then all of a sudden it's sexy talk. Killing me surprised. Yeah.
It is weird with this one sexy talk. It gets like very graphic, and then as we're used to, it stops. But it gets like it escalates quickly. Like fake Davin's talking about a kiss, he's like, I'm gonna fuck you hard.
Yeah, that came out of left field.
Yeah, I was like, well, what?
So it makes me think this is probably a dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice weather we're having. I'll blow you like a party balloon. Holy shit. Oh,
yeah. Well, it is Pride Month, so have at it, fella.
I'll blow you like a party balloon.
Well, here's the problem with that. Funny, yes. But really, aren't all balloons party balloons? You never see a balloon at a funeral. I mean, if a ball balloon, it's a little redundant.
Funeral balloon!
There's no...
Yay!
Hey, nothing says I'm very sorry for your loss like helium and Mylar. You never see that shit.
Hey, kids, do you want me to make an animal? How about a black crow?
It's a worm, like what's going to eat your nana.
Look, the little ones. Those are maggots.
You know, I wonder if anybody's ever hired a clown for a fucking funeral. I'm sure they've hired comedians, but I wonder if anybody's ever hired like a clown just making balloon animals for the kids.
Some twisted bastard's done it.
I hope so. I hate to think it's my idea. But.
Joe, are you hireable for that?
At this juncture, anything.
Oh, funny.
All right, kids. I think that was a very eventful scamming scammers.
Yeah.
You know, she was all in for the steam. To you know, fake Davin just needs to take care of his health and all sorts of things in between. So, I think this is going as planned.
I'll tell you, she ran us through the gamut this week.
Yeah. She's an interesting one. All right. Joe, where are you going to be?
Tomorrow and Thursday, I'll be Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, Arnold Avenue, 8 o'clock show. Go to Uncle 1-877-Uncle-VIN, or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. I will be there tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Also, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club in a Red Room, 10:15 show. Dial 212-757-2323 or go to BroadwayComedyClub.com for information.
There you go. Look at you. Look at you being all busy this week. All right.
Yeah, this week. Ask me next week.
You'll get something. All right. I had a gig this week. We'll talk about it next week if I remember. Because we don't have time for it this week. So let's all hope that we don't have any more lightning storms because, you know, Pip can't take that anymore.
Nice. Did we thank Sensei Russ for all his support?
No, it's a good point. We should thank Sensei Russ. That's an excellent point. I saw a picture.
Why don't we?
I saw a picture of Russ. Russ looks like he's slimming down.
Yeah. Yep. He looks really good.
Yep. He's getting back down to fighting weight. It's good for his health. So we want to thank Sensei Russ for his continued support. It also looks like his missus is better. I know she had a procedure. Looks like she's had a...
Oh, that's right. Yes. Great. Good news.
Looks like everything's turning
out
up.
And about.
Everything's turning up for Deco. So that's good to hear.
Good.
Side-Splitting Productions, for all your comedy needs. You need a comic for your party, your restaurant, your fundraiser. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, sidesplittingproductions.com. Always the best comedians with all sorts of TV credits. All right, fun show tonight, guys. Thank you all you guys for listening and watching, whether it be live or on podcast. We will we'll do this again next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching.